Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Now it is time to ask the Ready to Love officer, the Riddalo and Junior. Here we go. Tanisha in Hoover says, I'm 33 and my husband is 56. He wants me to have his child, but I don't want kids. His oldest son is 35, so why would he want to start over? How do I convince him that a child is not what he needs at this point in his life? Isn't he too old for that?
Okay, let's do the math. He 50 what? 56?
56. She's 33.
And they want a baby. So they ain't pregnant right now. So no, they ain't going to have the baby till he by 70. I'm sorry. Hang on. He going to be by 70 when the baby get about 18. Am I right or wrong?
Something along those.
Around that age. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So him making graduation, that's 50-50, ain't it?
People are living longer.
But what about him? He already making ignorant decisions, so he probably already made some other ignorant decisions. So I say no. You know who's gonna be raising this baby? This lady and that man's son. Them two right there. That's who's gonna be raising this child. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what, okay.
All right. So the 33-year-old gonna be raising his little brother, little sister.
That's what I'm saying.
Junior.
It's all these numbers is jacked up. 33, 56, 35. We playing the lotto is what we do. This is just, I mean, the son 35, the mama 33. I mean, how is this working? You know, who?
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah.
I think it's better if the daddy stepped down and let the boy have the woman.
He should have just married him.
What? His son?
Well, they got more in common.
The point is, she doesn't want kids. That's the point, guys.
I understand that.
Yeah, we got that.
We just know they're not compatible.
Who's more? Got more in common? They got the same music. You know, they're dressed the same way. Uh-huh. You know, I can't see the baby. The baby gonna be old too when the baby get here. Baby coming out at 15. What are we doing?
We're moving on. Tanisha, she had to deal with that herself. All right. Reva in Charlotte says, I went on a first date and we ended up having sex at his place. A few days later, we went out again and he told me that it was his mom's house where we had sex. I lost respect for him. I want to get your opinion because he's 29. Am I being too shallow for judging him?
What that's got to do with his age? That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. He took you to his mama house, and you're fine. Yeah. It is what it is. You got a little boy you're dealing with, all right? He be staying at his mama house. That's where y'all got down, at mama house. And for you, you the one did this on the first date. You should have found out more about the doggone boy. That's what you should have done.
Speaking of judging.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, should have found out more.
Yeah, find out what you're doing.
It was signs that it was his mama's house.
I mean, what? Like what?
Know, like, you know, like the like a china cabinet. What is that doing in here?
Yeah.
What 29-year-old boy know he got a china cabinet? I ain't never seen one. Not at 29. Some signs that was in there.
What else?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, come on now. When you saw the TV that was in that house, you knew that was a Samsung. You knew that was a floor model. Why you didn't know?
When you saw that big wooden spoon and fork on the wall. When you saw that.
The wooden spoon and fork, the picture of Kennedy and Dr. King. How you didn't know it was his mama's house? Mm. Didn't nothing say 29 in there.
She didn't do her homework.
When you saw that plastic on that couch, you knew that wasn't. You knew dog.
Okay.
Yeah. All this stuff, all them hand woven chairs that's at the kitchen table. What about them?
When them beads separated one room from the other.
Don't know nothing about that. No.
So she lost respect for him for the wrong thing. Okay. All right. We're moving on to Diane in Woodland Hills. Thank you, guys. Diane says, my new neighbors are young and they have a garden and sell vegetables daily in their carport. This has caused too much traffic on our street, so I'm going to report them. I want to get your opinion. Should I report them or should I let it go?
Did you say they were young? The Huh? Did you say they was young?
Yeah, the neighbors.
Don't know young people sell no vegetables.
Yeah, that's what she said.
They selling weed. They ain't selling that. They ain't selling weed. Don't know young people. Ain't no young people that went out there and picked up the tomatoes and the cucumbers. They do lie. Ain't no young people selling no vegetables. That's weed, and that's why that line is long. Trust me, I can assure you.
Yeah, I promise you. I'm with Tommy. He's selling weed. I thought the same thing. Because I don't remember the last time collard greens caused traffic. I don't see me ever say, hey, man, you got another bushel of collard greens in there. No. That's weed they selling. They ain't no vegetables.
She says they're selling veggies every day in the carport.
Okay. Okay. They are gummies is what they are.
No, they're selling organic vegetables. They do it on our street.
They're selling organic edibles, Carla.
No, they're not. They sell eggs.
Okay, you're right, Carla. They're not selling. They're selling herbs.
All right, we'll just leave it at that.
Is that what it is? I'm going to go down there.
Selling herbs. Yeah. That's what they
said. I need some tomatoes. Yeah. All right. Last one, guys. Last one. This is Marcus in Passaic. Marcus says, I've been with my girl for almost 2 years and I want to propose, but she's got her ex-boyfriend's initials tattooed on her ring finger. I asked her to get it removed and offered to pay for it. She said no. Is this a sign that she's not the one for me?
That's a big sign, partner. Matter of fact, if it was me, we got to lose her whole finger. We got to take that whole finger off.
Shut up, Tommy. You're crazy.
What? I'm not finna put my ring on that finger with that man's name on that card. I'm not finna do it. No, like either we gonna take the finger off or we gonna get this writing off. Now, one of the two. Now, which one you want to do? I ain't putting my ring on the other finger. I want it on the ring finger. Either we gonna take the whole finger off, put it on the pinky, or we gonna get this man's name over here.
Or don't be cheap and get a big old ring that covers up the tattoo.
I'm not covering up another man.
No. Go big or go home.
Yeah, go home.
For the ring to cover up the initials?
Yes. Yeah.
No, man. Yeah. Come on now. We can't have no. Come on. We cannot get married and your ex-boyfriend's initial is on your ring finger and I'm pledging my life to you.
Yeah, that's a
why. When I do that.
That's a problem. Yeah.
She the one made this ignorant decision to put the boy's name on there anyway.
She's not taking him off. Evidently, he does mean something to her, those initials.
So the whole time, I see CJ, the whole time, CJ just on there, just Chris Johnson, every day.
So when she grabbed me intimately, that's who I see is his name on there.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm kissing her finger, and then his initials is in my mouth. I can't see this happening.
All right. Thank you, Riddle and Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.